Hello and welcome. This is Punch Panorama. I am Richard Afolabi. Today, we take a look at our economy, the central bank, and of course, Mr. Emeka, the man at the helm of affairs of the CBN. And our topic is Mr. Emeka's many policies and the leading face of Jimovia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the concept of this podcast today is not so much about the individuals whose names I mentioned, but basically the concept of protege-mentor relationship and how, when policies or tasks are carried out, you begin to look at those who act as godfathers or who acted as mentors for those who run certain institutions or who carry out certain tasks. So let's get started. Ladies and gentlemen, if you took a look at the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it defined protege as one who is protected or trained or whose career is furthered by a person of experience, prominence, or influence. Ladies and gentlemen, you would agree with me that because our focus is largely on the central bank today, and the leadership, considering the fact that the economy at the moment is like a saving grace, whilst the politicians are taking political decisions and just purely preparing for handover, we have no other option than to take a study as to Mr. Emefiele, his many policies between October and now, considering the fact that he's held in office almost 10 years since 2013. You know, till date, that's about 10 years, 2023. And you want to check yourself and ask what exactly the intent is. You know, between October 2022 and today, we've had many policies from Mr. Emefiele. The man who's been quiet 9 years. You're going to ask yourself whether these many policies is basically to really reconfirm to the country that, oh, the CBN government is competent and not as incompetent as many had alluded in the past, or is it basically to say that, you know, the world will always remember that a man passed through the CBN, his name was Emefiele, because that is also important in terms of hierarchy of needs of every human being, you know, personhood, where the world will never forget you? Or is it basically to ensure that, okay, what some institutions are strongest, I mean, by the time he's out of office, some bank will be very strong, while some, you know, are probably just managing? Or is it basically to just do the job as being told by his boss? Without no doubt, this policy has been one too many between October and now. One is tempted to ask the intent behind it. Like lawyers will say, what is the intent behind all that you're doing, even if the intentions appear good? Don't forget that between October and today, we have a Naira redesign. We had a cash crunch where the same Naira wasn't available. We had the time when the CBN had turned into a deposit bank because people needed to get the new Nairas. And to date, we still can't see the money. You know, we've had moments where there was cash limits and then it wasn't even enforced because there wasn't even cash to be given. And then we had dormant accounts saying it's going to be CBN, to be in the coffers of the CBN, except you can find those who own it. And you can ask yourself, Mr. Emefiele is certainly looking for some account or some account holder somewhere. And then we had the time when he said, leadership of the bank if you held an office over 20 years, you needed to stop. And you begin to ask yourself if it's a sweet thing to say, considering the fact that the bank he's coming from, I mean, those who've owned it had been there many, many years before he eventually became the CBN governor. And that's why one is saying you cannot hide the face, take away the face of a mentor when you see situations like this. I mean, no one heads on a journey without having a strong force behind him. Sometimes you can ask yourself whose idea they are really, really trying to fulfill, or whose instructions. As we draw this conversation to a close, ladies and gentlemen, you want to ask yourself how the CBN policy is encouraging the concept of free market. Free market is a concept where voluntary exchange and the laws of supply and demand oftentimes provide the sole basis for economic systems with very little government intervention. While there is no pure free economies anywhere in the world, though, as said by Investopedia, all markets are in some ways constrained. No doubt, economists who measure the degree of freedom in markets have found a generally positive relationship between free markets and the measures of economic well-being. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask Mr. Emefiele if any of his policies has brought about some level of economic well-being to the country. As we draw this conversation to a close, remember the quote that says, a quote on good intentions, which said the motive behind criticisms often determines its validity. And of course, there's another says, everyone is sure of nothing, so little, but their own intention. And that's a quote by Lord Byron. What exactly is the intention of Mr. Emefiele? It'd be nice to know. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Richard Afolabi. Enjoy.